maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino. Naniniwala ang coach ng netball ng Australia na si Lisa Alexander na natuklasan ng kauna-unahang high-performance camp para sa mga katutubo ang ilan sa mga bituin para sa pambansang koponan na Diamonds para sa mga susunod na panahon. Narito ang ulat ni Adrian Atchuli na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Dalawampu't isa sa mga pangunahing manlalaro ng netball ng bansa na may pinagmulang Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander ay nagtipon sa Canberra noong nakaraang katapusan ng Linggo. Ang nasa itaas para i-mentor ang mga sumisikat na bituin ay ang kauna-unahang katutubo na kumatawan sa Australia na si Marsha Ella Duncan.
This is like the culmination of a lot of years of work of trying to raise awareness about the barriers for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander players. It's a bit surreal. What is it like being here? I think it's a bit surreal. Meeting all of those brilliant young women is very rewarding, and I feel really quite inspired by them. So I'm really praying and hoping that they get, some deeper understanding about high performance requirements.
Naniniwala ang coach ng pambansang koponan ng Australia sa netball, Lisa Alexander, na ang camp na ito ay lumikha ng legasya.
I absolutely think this camp will unearth some Diamonds players. Even if it doesn't do that right now, it will certainly set the platform for it in the future, which is what we wanted to do. In fact, just in the last session, I put out the challenge to the group to say, well, you're the first group. You've got the responsibility of making sure that this camp keeps going and gets stronger and better every year.
Nais ng coach ng Diamonds na papalago ang netball sa mga katutubong komunidad.
I have Indigenous children myself. And I just think it's just the Australian way. If we're fair dinkum about reconciliation, then we need to make sure that we're doing it in our sporting fields. And I think we're doing that really well at Netball Australia. We've been a bit slow to get started, but now that we're here, we just want it to go from strength to strength. And we need some assistance from Corporate Australia to do that.
Ito ay isang mahalagang karanasan para sa mga manlalaro, tulad ni Beryl Friday, sa pagkatuto kung ano ang kinakailangan upang maging isang bituin sa loob at labas ng court.
I didn't realize how much emphasis there was put on other areas in our life. So there is a lot of netball, obviously, but just a lot of things about just improving ourselves as people in our communities so that when we do go back home, we can get involved and stand up as leaders for other Indigenous women or Indigenous people in general and, be that kind of... I guess a bit of like a role model for them.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.